¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Hey, familia. Well, turns out episode 119 was too long to put on our website, so we're actually doing it in two parts. The first part that we already had is focusing on the games for the conference championship weekend. This one here is going to concentrate on showdown strategy and different types of DFS strategy in general with our Primo Greggy Greg. Really good stuff. Hope you give it a listen. Enjoy and salud. When we're talking showdown, Greg,
right,
what you know, in the different games, what are you looking at in the two games, just from the showdown standpoint?
Okay, so showdown's really exciting. It's important that you find out who is going to be the person who scores the most points in that matchup. That's the first thing you have to consider. It doesn't matter how much they cost, unless they at the expense of not getting that many other people. So like if you know, Allen's like $20,000. Well, let's go to the first game here. So let's go to 1205, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, showdown, captain mode. We go up to tournament. We pull up a $10, 100K to first prize, and we create a lineup. So the captain spot receives 1.5 value, meaning it's time and a half, right? Everybody else gets their value. But also, when you select that captain, you're paying time and a half, his 1.5x of what his original salary is. The salaries in the showdown captain mode are completely different than a classic format, which we just talked about. So if you look at the captain of the Tampa Bay Green Bay game, I can tell you there's without question that I would go Devontae Adams, like hands down. I've seen this guy score so many points in captain mode where he's like, if it's a 40-point week, he's scoring 60-something points. You know, when I had Alvin Kamara that night, he scored like 77 in a captain mode. It was like, you know, like you're winning. You won right away. It doesn't even matter what the other guys got because he had like 40, 50 points in bonus points, right? So you've got to identify that. However, if there's a guy that's so well-valued that is taking the place of an injured player and he's starting, he's getting a bunch of value – or just something comes up, maybe there's another guy that goes in there. But looking at this, there just is no other person. So I'm going Adams, final answer at the captain. And then from there, you got to create the lineup. Ideally, most likely, you're going to put Rodgers in there. You're going to put Brady in there. And then you sort of got to fill in from there. If you go all the way down and you guys got your lineups open, go all the way down to the bottom, and you're going to see $200 guys, right? So this is where I would go, and I would hunt down, like, some $200 guys. And I'm like, who's Eau Claire? Is that, like, something for breakfast? Hudson.
Is that a dessert?
Yeah, right? I mean, let's see. So
sounds good.
Daphne.
I had to go that way, so, yeah, I know who's there.
So Daphne last week – no, see, he didn't catch it. I don't even know who this guy is. So you're going down, you're going, hey, look at that. LeSean McCoy at $200. Now, this could be a good play this week because if R. Jones is hurt and doesn't play and something happens and flares up, then McCoy may be the guy to go in. However, we know he's most likely not going to because that Keyshawn Vaughn is the guy that played. If you go up to Tavon Austin, just a couple weeks ago, I snuck him in a lineup at $200 in the lineup and he got me a catch or something like that, you know, and that was great. So that was week 17 versus the Bears. Again, but at $600 or then it was $200. That's 2 points. That's pretty good. So, but there's my guy, T. Johnson at $800. So I'm going to sneak him in right now and I've got $10,000 for two players to get in here. And so this is where you're going to, you know, you can play around. You can get like some Tanyan, you can get some, A. Brown, you get
I
some,
love Montez getting Stanley, me some Tanyan.
Some Cameron Brate. Let's just go Cameron Brate. Let's get him in there right there.
Great.
But you know what? I can also go Gronk at the same time. But I'm going to go MVS. So I just built a lineup. I'm all in on Adams. We all know that Adams is going to get 12 targets. It doesn't matter who they're playing, right? He's just, there's just nothing can change that game. So here's what happens though. You build one lineup, try another one and go Adams Brady Adam Rodgers. And maybe you don't go Brady. Maybe you go a little bit more on the Green Bay side as a catch up because Brady got ahead and they're running the ball with Fournette. So you got to look at game script. You got to try to figure it out. If you think this game's just going to go back and forth and they're going to be passing and that's the way it's going to be, which is how I'm thinking. You know, maybe there's a few players that you can interchange here, but the key thing is if it's going to be touchdown passes, then you got to have Adams, Brady, and Rodgers, and then build your lineup around those three guys. So that's how sort of showdown works.
So D-Man, who's going to win? D-Man.
Oh, dude, you know that's not me. God, well, we already talked about this. I picked Brady.
No.
I mean for Kansas City, Buffalo.
Oh, you want to go there? Let me go there. Let me submit this lineup. $10. Boom. Okay. And
tell me, Georgie, who wins?
You know, I'm going to go with my first impulse, even though Greg sobered me up on Mahomes. I'm still going to go with Kansas City.
Okay.
Right. Bills are winning it all.
Mm. All right. Nico?
Yeah, I got the Bills. Yeah, I'm all in the Bills. What's the spread?
Nico's got the Bills, too, I'm guessing.
Give me the points. Nico, what's the first half line? Come on. I know you know that already. Yeah. The master of the first half bet.
Uh-oh. I think we lost him. I think it's past 9 o'clock. So he's,
oh, it is. He's asleep. He's got mic off. You know what? He might be working at that other new podcast on the side that he's got his new microphone now. So
in the calculations right now.
All right.
It's Jeopardy.
Hey, that's how old Nico is that calculations actually made sounds.
Yeah. How old are you?
Hey, so do you guys see that showdown? Do you guys play showdowns at all or
We have
captains. Yeah. So here's the other
thing. We had before. My buddy would send us some for Monday night and Sunday night.
So here's how you can really make money. The second half, it's called the in-game showdown. This is where you know who's playing. You know what's going on in the game, right? I mean, you have information, right? When we make bets, before a game, we really don't know what's going on, especially if Belichick's coaching the game, right? Like, we definitely don't want to touch running backs from that team. But the second half in-game showdown, if you're paying attention, and I know you guys are, you guys can actually make good decisions. So say like Buffalo is up big in the second half, you know, and we can just tell that, hey, you know, Mahomes ain't working it out. So guess what? Maybe Henne might be a sneaky play in a tournament. Spend a dollar on creating a team with Henne in it at captain because he's going to have to pass the entire second half and then pick up some receivers to go with it and forget about Buffalo, guys. That's how you win, like, those in-game showdowns, right? It's all – the second half strategy could mean, like, nothing. I mean, remember the Cleveland game with Pittsburgh? And
yeah,
and freaking what's his face threw for like 1 million yards and 22 touchdowns, Roethlisberger. I won so much money on that because I'm like, let me just get tons of Pittsburgh. You threw a bunch of Steelers on the wall, you make easy money. So that's a great thing if you're paying attention and like, but watch the game, put it on the radio, find out who's injured. You got to listen the entire time because if somebody's getting injured, you got to have the information, right? Oh, he went back to the locker room, but. If you're not watching the game fully, then maybe it's a little risky, but there's some advantages to be gained there.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding.
You know what's funny? It's these, because before, if you were Pepsi, you would buy some commercial spots at the end and they were cheap. Not anymore, because everyone watches the game all the way till the very end. Score can be nothing, but you got all these people betting and they're going to watch the game because of the spreads and everything. So that's always been very interesting. And I heard, you know, so if you're selling for Pepsi, that's what you think about.
Hey, and the same thing works here for the showdown for the Bills-Chiefs game. I'm going to build another lineup.
Yeah, right, go for it.
So if we're going to my lobby, we're going to go to NFL. Okay, we're going to go showdown captain mode.
Addiction.
Well, yeah, you know, I got to get that T-shirt, degenerate. Here we go. 340 game. All right, so based on the first game that I just picked, all right, in tournament, a $10 game, all right, who's going to be my captain? You guys know this, right?
Not a quarterback.
It's Diggs. Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Now, however, Allen might be the better play because guess what? He loves to run the ball, right? He loves to score those touchdowns. And during the playoffs, we're seeing guys being a little more aggressive. So I would play two lineups here, one with Allen at captain and one with Diggs at captain. And then run lineups from there. So, and then that's where you can go. Maybe we go Beasley and Diggs, or maybe we go Brown and Diggs. But end up, if we go down to the bottom here, create a lineup, and I'm going to go with, we're going to be different this time. So I'm going to go with Allen at captain. And Holmes is 17-1. Allen 16-8. Diggs is 15-9. Yeah, so I'm going to go Allen. Let's go Allen this one. And again, you guys know that I'm loaded up on Buffalo in this one. And you know I like Brown. However, Brown's 7,600, and I want spending cap. So I'm going to go with Nico's advice here, and I'm going to go all the way down to Beasley. And then since Singletary's the only guy in town, yep. I'm going to get a little him for – wait a minute. No, I got $17,000 left. What do we think on the running backs, guys, with Edwards-Helaire? Do we think he's going to play this week?
No. I think he's going to play, but I'd spend my money on Darrell Williams. I'd put money on
Bell.
No impact.
I put it on Bell.
No impact.
Okay. I'm doing Darrell Williams.
Dude, Bell let me down last week in a few lineups, man.
I'd go Williams. If you're picking a running back for KC, yeah, well, I think Williams is the right call.
Okay, so now Williams is sort of bad to play here because if you're picking Williams, then the game strip says I got Allen, Beasley, and Diggs. That has me with Buffalo ahead usually, right? So maybe I'm going, let's just go with Mahomes. Let's just say Mahomes is going to be playing, okay? And then now I've got $6,000 left. So I'm going to go down, and I'm going to get some cheap. I'm going to find my cheap guys. So I'm going all the way to the bottom, and I found Winchester, okay? I got Croft. We don't know the Buffalo guys, but we know, like, the Buffalo guys are a catch here or a catch there. Ricky Seals-Jones, Roberts, Dieter, Jones, Sherman, Tank, D. Thompson, Pringle. Okay, so the Pringle and Robinson. I'm going to pick one of these two guys. You know they're always getting a look in the game, right? They're always getting something. So, I don't know. I think Robinson seems to be the guy more than Pringle. So, I'm going to go Robinson. I've got $4,400, and there is there going to be snow in this game?
There might be. 50% chance.
Might be. Okay, so kickers are available. Kickers are great. 50 yards, 5 points, right? 60 yards, 6 points. You got Butker and Bass. I would sit and wait on this one. Bell is available. And if he plays this week, again, you'll want to stay tuned as we reach. But I'm not trusting Bell because I was so shocked when Bell didn't really play much last week. Do you guys know a story on that at all?
No.
I think it's all strategy. I think it's all strategy.
Yeah. So let's go this. I'm going to go with Watkins because he's questionable. And I figure him and Robinson sort of play the same position a little bit. They're like third wide receivers. But again, I'm different, you know, and that's the point. So anyway, submit.
I'm different.
Submit.
I'm different.
There we go.
Right. Oh, man.
Anyway, so cool.
Awesome. This is awesome. I'm so fired up for this weekend.
Yeah, man. I gotta deposit more money into my account here. I'm like, okay, man, I gotta run some more lineups.
Oh, so, man.
Bueno, it's cash in here.
Eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure Independent Podcast gets out in the familia. And again, make sure you're following us on our Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB. Make sure you're getting our original content at FamiliaFFB.com, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. You can find me on Twitter at JorgeMartin17. Hector.
What the heck? 2 T's.
Yes. So make sure you're following us. We're going to have some updates here and there. But remember, everybody, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.